This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today claimed that the Bharatiya Janata Party is aiming to form the next government in 2026 assembly elections in West Bengal. Addressing a rally at the Netaji Indoor Stadium in Kolkata, Mr. Shah strongly criticised the Trinamool Congress government in the state and pointed to the post-poll violence, infiltration from across borders, corruption and a rise in crimes against women as signs of administrative failure. He alleged that the state government had failed to uphold democracy and raised concerns over the deaths of several BJP workers since the last assembly elections.
ए महान बंगभूमि को आज घुसपैठ भ्रष्टाचार स्त्रियों पर अत्याचार अपराध बम धमाके और हिंदुओं के साथ दुराचार का केंद्र बनाकर रख दिया है यही बंगाल में चुनावी हिंसा जिसमें चुनाव के वक्त सैकड़ों भारतीय जनता पार्टी के कार्यकर्ताओं को मौत के घाट उतार दिया जाए.
Without naming specific incidents, Mr. Amit Shah accused the TMC of undermining national security and referred to recent controversies surrounding central military operations that drew opposition from the Bengal leadership. He felt that such positions reflected insensitivity to both national pride and the sentiments of the citizens. Six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain, disrupting normal life. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives since yesterday. A depression in the Bay of Bengal triggered the heavy rains. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications were severely affected in many districts of the region. An advisory from the Ministry of Home Affairs said that the deep depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal of West Bengal-Bangladesh coast moved nearly northwards and crossed West Bengal-Bangladesh coast, causing heavy rains in most northeastern states. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 7 days. India's firm and resolute crackdown on cross-border terrorism in response to the barbaric and savage terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam won it global praise. Denmark's top diplomat became the latest proponent of India's war against terror. Freddie Swain, the former Danish ambassador to India, described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the true defender of India and also welcomed India's diplomatic offensive to expose Pakistan globally. Swain, in an interview with the news agency, said, India has shown that it has grown as a global and very, very important player and that it can take action. He also lauded India's diplomatic push in the wake of Operation Sindoor to name and shame Pakistan globally for its brazen support to terrorists and said that the move to all-party delegations to various parts of the world will surely achieve its purpose. Continuing their positive momentum in Indian markets for the second consecutive month, foreign investors pumped nearly 40,000 crore rupees in the Indian capital market in May. According to depository data, foreign portfolio investors injected 19,860 crore rupees into Indian equity markets and 19,615 crore rupees into the debt market, bringing total net investment in the Indian capital markets to 38,475 crore rupees for the month. Polling is underway in Poland in a crucial presidential runoff that could shape the country's political future and its ties with the European Union. This race is between Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, a liberal pro-EU candidate, and Karol Nawrocki, a conservative historian backed by the right-wing Law and Justice Party. With President Andrzej Duda competing his final term, the winner will have the power to approve or veto laws significantly affecting Prime Minister Donald Tusk's centrist agenda. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.